7:34, 19 degrees at KJFF. I'm Lauren Hancock, and joining me in the studio, we welcome the mayor of Crystal City, Tom Schilly. Good morning, sir. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Lauren. Thank you for the invite.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you in, and you're taking off from your day job as well, so we appreciate that.
Well, I'm going back in.
Taking a couple hours, going in late, so very much appreciated. Obviously, you are the mayor of Crystal City, and you have filed to run again in April. And how was that decision making process? Was that a hard decision to make?
No, ma'am, it truly wasn't, Lauren. A hard decision. I think the filings opened up on December the 15th, and I went down that morning at 8 o'clock, and I took out my petition and took a day's vacation that day, and spent that day from 8 o'clock in the morning until about 7 o'clock that evening. Went on into work next morning and got things going 5:30, and then took off from there and came down and turned my petition in the very next morning. So it wasn't a hard decision for me to make. I truly love the city. I truly love what I do. Not saying that we do all the right things, but, you know, we do all the best things in the best interest of the city, Crystal City.
How long have you been an elected official in Crystal City?
I came on board as an elected official, Ward 2 council person, in 1986. I served as a Ward 2 council person for 16 years. Out of those 16 years, I've served 8 of those years as the mayor pro temp under the past mayor of Grant Johnston, God rest his soul, and the past mayor of Mr. Siebert.
So you're definitely familiar with Crystal City, with the way the Crystal City's government works, and do you feel like all this knowledge, because you do have competition this year, you have someone running against you, do you think that's going to help you? It's going to be advantageous to you?
Well, you know, that's the beauty of this country, you know, and that's our voting right, and that's our privileges. And I've said it many times, if you don't like that, go to another country and see what they see. I'm just going to stay focused on the facts, on what I do, what I see, and we'll just take it from there. But, no, I don't opponents, you know, they don't bother me. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Well, let's talk about some of these things that you have seen as mayor, because I will not try to assume this, but I can probably understand that these last couple of years have been pretty difficult as a mayor, with recent developments coming up, starting with Wings. And now that there's new developments with that, with the financing coming together and things like that, how has an issue like Wings affected how you've run things as a mayor?
Well, as far as the way I run things as the mayor and the way the city's run, it really hasn't affected the way we do things that much whatsoever. Wings was one of the maybe 5 or 6 people that wanted to purchase the PPG property, and they was the only individuals that came back. They were sent on to PPG by the past building commissioner. They give them the name of the real estate agent, and they give them the name of the phone number, and there was the only company that came back and said, you know what, Mayor, we can make this work. And I've heard for many, many years, since 1991, when Pittsburgh closed down, that when are you going to do something with the PPG property? When are you going to do something with the PPG property? And now that is happening. You know, it's an industrial site. Pittsburgh Plate Glass Company truly built the town of Crystal City and the town of Festus. They have employed over 5,000 people at one time in a city population of the time, maybe 3,500.
From a man who has been in an elected position with Crystal City for so long, and to see all the things that have happened, how does it make you feel as the mayor and as a citizen to see when the city gets divided on issues like this?
Well, it saddens my heart, you know, when they're truly divided. You know, you'd like to think that you're doing something right and moving forward on some acreage that was an industrial site for many, many years. I truly hate to see the town, you know, divided on it. But on the other hand, I feel I have to look out for the best interest of the community. Crystal City, you know, as far as as far as income and taxes and that, you know, just like any other right now. In the past, they, you know, we just always been just kind of flat, you know. It's always been the same, you know, and we have Walmart is one of our biggest contributors to the tax base. I had a young council person in Ward 2, my fellow council person, told me many years ago, back when we was both councilmen together, and he stated that, he said, Tom, he said, do you realize that Walmart is 25% of our tax base? And that really got me to thinking, all of our eggs in one basket, and now that tax base is up to like 49.8%, almost half of it. And that's kind of scary when you have that, because if they would happen to move, or which they notoriously do. I've seen them move 3 times in my lifetime right here in this community, and that would really be detrimental to the city. We don't have a long way, a lot of area to go to other than the southern end. We've already annexed to the northern end. We have finally annexed to the southern end, and that's our route to go. But we kind of landlocked to the east and to the west. So I feel we was doing the right thing, trying to bring jobs, trying to bring an industrial base on some industrial property that was an industrial for over 100 years.
And bringing up, you mentioned annexing to whichever direction, since you've been the mayor as well, the city has finally updated their comprehensive development plan, which is just one of those steps to increasing the development that comes in, helping in sales tax in areas such as that. How do you feel that has impacted the city, or what are you going to do with that if you get reelected to keep the city growing no matter what happens to Wings?
Well, we're just going to keep moving with the comprehensive plan, keep moving forward. Like I said, I've been on the council for many years, and we wanted to update many years ago, but when you get into things like this, you know, it costs money. And years back, you know, we didn't have the money. And, you know, in one hand we did. I got the utmost respect for past councils, past mayors, you know, our staff, because like Susan Monty said, we are in good financial shape for a city of this size. And I give that credit to our staff and our past mayors and our past councils, as well as look at our boards, you know. Of course, our park board, they struggle, they're doing an outstanding job. Our library board, you know, I've got the most respect for anybody that can put monies back and save for basically hard times or emergencies.